Yeah, I'm gonna get sleepy because I ate too much food. I ate two filet-o-fish and a large fries in like 5 seconds.
Wait, you eat the filet-o-fish?
I do.
When it's not Lent, because that's when that was invented.
And they're overpriced.
And they're overpriced.
This is really loud. Let me turn this down.
Yeah, the only time I know people eating filet-o-fish or any of the fish foods at fast food places is because of Lent.
I like the bun. It's not bad.
Really?
It's a very cushiony bun, and I like eating it.
Luis likes cushiony buns.
Have you ever touched that bun?
First?
I haven't had a filet and fish in years.
You get a filet fish bun, and that thing is squishy. And you know, like a cute baby, you want to eat it. It's just like that.
But the fish doesn't taste good.
But it's like got so much tartar sauce, and I ate two of them.
But their tartar sauce is also bad.
I don't know why I like it. I like it.
I've only found one place where
you're
I really
like whatever you want.
I've only found one place where I really enjoyed their tartar sauce, and that's at the Red Lion in Silver Lake. Red Lion Bar.
It's a German bar.
Oh yeah, I think I have been. Don't they have like an outside part?
Yeah, yeah. They have fish and chips, and their tartar sauce is heavy on the pickle, whatever pickle juice or pickle whatever it is on that ingredient, and it's delicious. But
do you like pickle on your fish, but not on your chicken?
Right.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late, where we like pickle on our fish, but not on our chicken.
It's tradition. You're allowed to have vinegar on fish. Like that's part of fish and chips.
I do like that. Yep. That's my only point.
That's where it belongs.
I acted as if I was going to say something else, and I didn't. No, yeah, that's delicious. Sometimes they give you like a little thing of vinegar sauce, don't you?
Yeah.
So you can like
dip
it.
It's all part of the same family of like put sour things or like citrusy things on.
Well, yeah, that's why you
fish.
Put the little like lime and or lemon on. Didn't we have that when we were in the Bahamas? They served us like lemon with everything.
Yeah, it's the best.
It was so good.
Add a little citrus.
Here's the thing. This is also the Caribbean in me. I put lemon on chicken. Like that's fine.
Yeah, lemon chicken's good.
Yeah, lemon on chicken fry, like just lemon on everything, honestly. Except maybe beef. I don't think I put lemon on beef.
Citrus beef? Well, I guess if you're doing like an Asian dish, you could
Asian
do like a citrus.
I don't know. I don't, citrus and beef are not, like, unless it's like a, I'm trying to think of like a tartare. I've seen that, which is. I've tried it.
Tartar?
Once. I'm good.
You're talking about tartar sauce?
I'm not good on beef tartare.
Sorry, I'm trying to find my
What's
zone.
What's going on over there?
I'm trying to find my zone. There we go. There's like this. Some microphones have one sweet spot. I think I found it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it wasn't here.
No, that's way
here.
Too high.
But it's definitely
it's right
down
there.
Here.
Yeah, that's
yeah
it.
It's supposed to be like on the side.
Oh, it's supposed to be right here.
Yeah.
It's right.
Like this. Okay, great. I found it. Let's do it. Welcome back to We Stay. Oh, we did that. I'm just kidding.
Oh, mine wasn't serious. You could do the real one.
What? What do you mean, real one?
You could do the real intro. I just did a fake intro.
Oh no, that's fine. That's
that's enough.
All
that's
our intros
enough.
Are the same.
Good enough. Good enough for government work. You know what today is?
No.
Today's question day. We haven't asked question. We haven't answered questions.
Today's gonna be a classic We Stayed Late episode.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So we have lots of questions. Some of them have been highlighted in green, saying we answer these on someday, and a lot of them have no green. So we're gonna talk about some questions.
This is like a bizarro. I'm still having trouble. This is like a bizarro table talk.
Yeah.
Episode because we are actually on
the table talk.
Oh.
Table.
Oh no.
Isn't that weird?
Why haven't we had this revelation before?
I had it last night when I was sleeping, and then I woke up.
This is weird.
I've had it a couple of times when I'm eating dinner and I'm like,
We're not in the same chairs, are we?
Yeah.
These are the same chairs?
These are the same chairs.
Oh, that's weird.
This is what it
feels
like.
This is
what it sounds like.
And when you knock on it, this is what it sounds like. If you ever want to smell it, don't. Because there's lots of, you can see there's stains on it.
Right.
Look, there's some stains on it. That's definitely from Steve.
It'll never be the original.
I'm trying to think
but
of
it'll
like,
be something.
Look what you did to my thing. You knocked on it and it knocked my pop filter
Maybe I
down.
Can knock it back up by going under the table.
What's your favorite meme?
My favorite
this
meme?
This is asked by Jake_Rose.
We didn't answer this?
It doesn't say we answered it, but I think we answer it again anyways because, you know, we're allowed to change our minds.
It's still the same meme.
Your favorite meme?
My favorite
Maybe
meme is the Why You Lying? It's just the
oh, yeah, that's
going,
right.
I feel
maybe
like we've answered
this. I mean, maybe somebody else asked it. Maybe we didn't. Has anybody played?
I have a meme.
Yeah, you have a meme. What's your meme?
What, you showed it to me.
What is it?
I can't, you know what? It's not a popular one.
Is it the one of you?
No. Oh, no. It's the one. It's the Avengers Infinity War one.
Which one is that?
So, you know that scene where
spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Really. Thanos snaps and everything goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And then he goes and he sees little baby Gamora.
Uh-huh.
And he's crawling over. And it's a very visual meme.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Meme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see him walking over. And then in the next frame, you see Gamora sad. And then she says, was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn it! I'm ruining it.
What did you have to give up? What did you have? What was it?
Oh, I fucked it up. I'm sorry, everybody.
Infinity War, Gamora, Thanos meme.
It's a very visual.
I don't think I know this meme.
It's not a classic meme where you can just replace it. Well, I guess you could replace it with.
You
things.
Could replace it with some stuff, but it's very. It's very specific.
I'm trying to think of memes from this year. Like, at least to update.
New memes.
Favorite.
I'm going to look it up. Best memes of 2018. Let's see what pops up. Here we go. Down the rabbit hole. Best memes of 2018 so far. From Thrillist. Hey. The LeBron one is pretty good.
The LeBron one.
You know what I'm talking about? That one's sad. That one feels more sad. Just his face just being like...
He's like, what?
Okay, I found the meme.
Okay.
Okay,
the first frame you have Thanos walking in the distance. And then you have Gamora saying, did you do it? And then it goes up closer to his face. Did you decide to buy snacks when you went to the movies? And then it goes closer to her face. And she says, what did it cost? And then it's him with a... with a box of popcorn and a Coca-Cola and a sad face, and he says, everything. You just have to watch. It looks funnier good. When you see it.
Yes.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so dumb. I showed Luis that, and I was like, this is probably the dumbest thing I'm ever going to show you.
I laughed so hard. I shared it with everybody I knew.
But it's how I feel when I go to the movies, because I'm like, oh, we'll just buy popcorn. I'll just get a drink.
I mean, that's how
the
theater itself
yeah.
makes
Yeah, yeah.
Money.
No,
was it worth it?
Which is why I'm wondering why movie, like, why is it every place embracing movie pass? Because that's going to make me eat more concessions.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. AMC just came out with their thing.
Oh,
you see that?
No.
Yeah, they just you didn't
Who
see
are
that.
You? You
Hold
always
on.
Come up with
Hold
news.
First AMC.
IGTV. Wait, AMC came up with their own movie,
movie
pass.
Yeah, AMC
Wait,
has their
I
own movie pass.
I am an AMC Stubbs member.
Nobody cares from AMC. Nobody cares if you're a Stubbs member. They just care if you buy their movie pass. No, okay, I'm gonna pull it up real quick. It's A-List.
How much is that
how
one?
Much is
it's $20 a month, but it offers 3 movies a week. And you can go to...
That's less.
Right. But you can go to IMAX, Dolby Cinema, Realty 3D, any of the premiere
okay,
ones.
Okay, okay, that makes
You can
sense.
Reserve tickets in advance.
Oh, you got me, baby.
Yep.
Oh.
I know, because right now I have to I can't use my movie pass for any of the superhero movies because I have to buy that in advance.
But yeah. Movies do not carry over each week, so you can't... watch 9 on your third week if you watched
right.
0.
Okay, well, I just, 3 movies a week? That's not bad.
I mean, there's no way I'm going to see more than 3 movies a week.
Yeah, I got the movie pass as 3 movies a month, period. I was just like, that's fine.
But that's jumping from, $8.99 to $20 for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also get the same rewards that come with the standard Stubbs Rewards membership, which you have. That means you can see 3 movies a week with 3 free refills on popcorn. So if you love your popcorn.
Oh, okay. If I was someone who, I mean, I do like seeing my superhero movies, but those, I want to say there's maybe 3 movies a year that I'm like, I need to see it when it comes out. And every other movie, I'm like, I can wait. It's fine.
Did you guys see what happened with MoviePass too?
What happened?
So they introduced surge pricing. So during really popular times, you might have to pay $2 to go see a movie.
Oh, what? Shit.
Yeah. You can bring a friend. Now there's an option to bring a friend where
so
you can pay
can
a certain you can pay a certain amount and be able to bring a friend.
Give me some more information about that, because right now I'm paying.
You're paying two.
I'm paying two.
So you'd want to keep doing that because you're basically paying full price for the ticket.
Yeah.
But it means that if you're going on a date with somebody or you're doing something where you don't want that person to have to pay,
right.
You can say, I want to bring a friend, and then swipe your card and then like it would they'll charge your account that's tied to your thing.
Okay, I see.
And it'll just charge you for the ticket.
I see.
So you can buy two tickets. That's my understanding from reading it. And then they're also adding 3D and IMAX
like
stuff
specialty.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can pay, I think like $3 or something and go see one of those.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
You don't get one a day, but also for people like me who aren't going to see a movie a day, you can also see, you can also double up on movies. So if you want to see a movie three times, you can go see Avengers three times.
Where? On what?
AMC.
Oh, AMC?
I mean, the $20, honestly, even though that's, a lot for me right now, but that makes sense because that is literally it's like $18 is the cost of a movie ticket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great. And the fact that you can reserve.
Yeah. That's
in
huge.
Advance.
That's
huge.
Super huge. This is one of those things where I'm like, okay, like maybe not this summer because all like the big summer hits are pretty much doing their thing. But closer to that, like November, you know,
like
all those
like
Christmas movies about to come out, there might be time
for
to switch
Oscar
over
season?
To the AMC.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah,
October, November
movies.
Might be the time to switch it up and like go like, okay.
The only thing for me, and it wouldn't be a problem for you, and I don't think it'd be a problem for you either, but I have movie theaters that I go to that are walking distance.
Right.
Yeah.
So for
me, I have one
and
that
it's not
I'm
AMC.
Like, that I got the movie pass for. There's one movie theater that I'm like, oh, that's down the street.
Mine is an AMC. Like,
yeah.
I have
but,
three of
yeah, yours is an AMC.
Yeah.
You have like three
I
AMCs.
There are three AMCs so close
to
each other.
So
closest,
we went.
The closest AMC for me is next to Hogwarts. So like.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't like.
Which wouldn't
a lot
be bad. It's not bad. It's just the parking. Like you have like.
She basically has to go to Universal Studios to watch movies.
Yeah. That's the closest AMC. But I've driven to Burbank. It's not like that's that far.
That's a lot of work to go to that movie theater. I don't
like
going to that movie
theater. I don't either.
It's not that bad. You just go up and you park and then you're there.
And you got to walk.
Not as far as like the Burbank's the same.
I beg to differ.
Legitimately, Burbank is the same. That tunnel of a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
That like it takes forever and you have to go deeper and deeper into the earth and then you don't have signal anymore and
we
it's
used to
scary.
Have resident parking there, so that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like that Burbank parking lot the only difference is that it's free. But it's a nightmare to park in that parking lot versus like the Universal one.
And when we try to go home, we're like, please, everyone get out of the way. I just want to go home.
Yeah. Because
we were in the other side where there was a gate.
Yeah.
There's like a hidden parking spot. Yeah.
Yeah. That area's a nightmare.
That area's a nightmare. Yeah. Well, the Universal one, it's kind of like, okay, you pay $10, but then you get $5 of it back.
At least you don't have to pay for the parking in Burbank, though. That's the thing. It's like it's crazy to park there sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. If you go at good times, it's totally fine.
If you go in mid-afternoon.
But if you go like Friday.
You have to find the right
Friday
time.
Like Friday night.
There's a couple spots.
Yeah.
But did I tell you
everybody's
about.
Everybody's really relating to this part of the podcast.
Parking hunting in LA.
Parking hunting in LA. That's not relatable. Yeah, specifically Burbank. Did I tell you about what happened at the Burbank, now that we're going to the Burbank 6? Did I tell you about that?
No, what happened?
Wait,
do you know the Burbank 6?
Is that the one that's next to the old IKEA?
So
the Burbank 6 is the one not in the movie, in the mall.
Yeah.
The one
so,
in the mall. Okay,
so
I know that.
Not in the mall.
Not in the mall, so but just outside of the mall.
The one next to Barnes & Nobles.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, which is 95% of
the
people listening to this podcast.
Shows everybody in this podcast.
There's a movie theater called the Burbank 6. And it has 6 screens, right?
Yes.
This part of, by the way, this part of Burbank is dumb. There's literally three AMCs within like less than a mile of each other.
It's great.
God forbid you try to make plans with people and don't specify
which theater.
Theater. Yeah.
So
they'll show things at the same time.
So there's the 18, there's the 16, and there's the 6. So we have
the
three.
The 8, the 6, and the 16.
8, the 6. Okay, the 8, the 16, and the 6. Yeah, yeah, that's right. I thought it was the 18. Anyway. Doesn't really matter. The point is that we used to go to the 16 screen theater, and so we could see a movie. Never really sold out. Pretty good. Right. Like got seats wherever. Show up and get the movie. Since then, we've gone to the 6, and the 6 has recliner seats that are super comfy, and it's like you're taking a nap.
I've been to that
and
one. It's a
some
great
dinner.
Little theater.
They really fixed it up.
Now we can't go to the other ones. Because whenever we think about going to a movie, we're like, no, we have to go to the 6.
Because it's cushy.
Because it's cushy. And it costs, it's the same with MoviePass. It's like, so, but we go there and like pretty much all the movies are always sold out. So it's like always this rush. Like we'll sit in the we'll sit like three rows back just to go to the six. But to be fair, when you're in that theater and you're three rows back, you just hit the little recliner button.
Okay.
And then you're laying down watching a movie.
I know it's a little pricey, but have you done the Prime, the Dolby Cinema in
no.
AMC? Oof. Don't do it because you'll never want to do any other movie.
Oh God, yeah,
again.
I can't.
The screen is just as big as the IMAX, pretty much.
Oh.
And they have reclining seats too, but you have a lot more leg room. It's a lot comfier, and the sound is just amazing. And it's just this huge, awesome
Where's
cinematic
this one
experience.
At?
It's in Burbank 16.
Yeah.
Oh. And
every time a big movie comes out, I have to see. Like I'm gonna see Ant-Man and the Wasp there. Like I have to see it there. And that's why my movie pass never works because I always want to see the big movies on the big screen and the wonderful sound and comfort,
yeah.
you know, but I can't because I have to buy the tickets in advance.
Yep.
But now that AMC is having their thing.
You're
and you can use
over.
It for that.
Right, because their tickets are already like $18.
The hard thing is that, that's true. So if you go once, it pays for it.
Pretty much.
I was going to say, because right now you're paying $40.
You just have to go, you have to go once a month.
Right.
If you buy $20 tickets, if you buy the movie pass twice, you're paying $40 a month for tickets to AMC.
No, 20.
20.
But if you and Sarah both have it.
I pay $10 and she
movie
pays
$10. Movie pass
is 10. No, I'm talking about if you get the AMC.
Oh,
one.
Yes.
Like
yes.
as it stands right now, if you were to go AMC, you'd be paying $40 a month, but you probably would spend that if you went to one premiere movie.
Yes.
So that might be worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, one premiere movie a month.
For the price of one premiere movie a month, you can get three every week. Maybe. Don't quote me on that. I haven't checked. I think that's the case. You
I'm
can
not
see
opposed,
three
I'm
movies
not
a week.
To any of this.
Yeah.
All types of movies are available. Yep, IMAX, Realty 3D, digital.
Damn.
Yeah.
Look at this. I love Spencer News Corner. Coming
it's
in hot
cool.
with all the news. I wonder what we're going to learn next week.
Oh, weekly viewing caps reset every Friday morning, too, not on Sunday. So that means you could go see something
Thursday and
yep.
then Friday.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. So you could see a movie that re-released on Thursday
uh-huh.
and then go on Friday and see it again.
Well, no, you could see right? you could see three movies on Thursday and then see another three movies on Friday.
Whoa.
That's not a good weekend. I'm sorry. That sounds like
I you could go watch three Lord of the Rings.
I do want a day where I just go all day to the movies.
I did that when we first got MoviePass. So I got MoviePass
that
when it
was...
That
sounds exhausting.
I love it. That's why I want to go to film festival. Today.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. So two things. One, when I first got MoviePass, it was like $30 a month.
Uh-huh.
And I was freelance, a.k.a. unemployed.
Yeah.
And so I would go to the movies during the day because I could see... I could see a movie a day. And so every single day
that's
I would just go see a movie and then I come back and do work.
Yeah.
But we were at a film festival in San Francisco years ago and it was a horror film festival. It was called Hole in the Head, I think. Hole in the Head Film Festival. And I went with my cousin. Shout out to Vanna. Vanna's the best. Shout out to Vanna. I miss you. but she was a big horror fan too, and so we just piled into like the San Francisco public transit every morning at like 8 o'clock and took public transit. We were staying at a house in San Francisco that my aunt owns. And so we just pile in the like tram car thing. We take the public transit over to the movie theater because it was like two blocks away from the stop. And we would watch B, C, D, E and F horror films.
Oh my god!
From like 10 o'clock in the morning to like midnight or 2 a.m. because they would show the really bad ones.
Yes.
Super late, and I remember there was one. It was amazing. It was so ridiculous. It was awesome. It was a movie about us going to Mars.
Okay.
So these astronauts and they decide that they're gonna go look for other life on Mars. So pretty standard sci-fi setup. They take off in a rocket that we never get a wide shot of. It's just them in the seat, like,
Yeah.
We get to space, which is clearly green screened like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They finally get to the planet, and I was like, this is going to be great because we're going to be on Mars. We're either going to be in the desert
uh-huh.
or they're going to do some shit. So
right.
they never got out of
the
vehicle that they were using to traverse
Mars. We're
in Mars,
but we're not going
So they
outside.
Never went over to, what you call it, the area that all those students
no,
they, go shoot?
No, they did, but the people never got out and traversed Mars. What they did is they had them in a little, like, all-terrain vehicle that was going across Mars that, like, was getting infected by whatever alien shit.
Okay.
And the vehicle was a... was an RC car just on
no.
some dirt and so clearly an RC car. And then when they cut to like a close enough shot that you could see in the window, it's just a badly green screen person like talking, just cut out and put into
what
the,
was the name of this movie
amazing.
Again?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. This was like a midnight.
I love the idea that this was made by like a 13-year-old kid.
It was made by like a 60-something-year-old man. It was like an old dude with a white beard who got up at the end and was like, I hope you liked my movie. I made it. And it was just like,
oh,
I...
Oh, then that's just as adorable.
Yeah.
Like, there's something really nice about, like, I wanted
he
to
just
make a movie.
He just always wanted to
finally,
make that
yeah.
movie.
And he
yeah.
finally did it. And it's just like, you know what? Yeah, man.
He
yeah,
was
good job.
Weird, though.
Really
They're always
weird.
Weird.
It's really weird.
I don't... Do you know any...
Really
strange. Do you know any normal person who makes horror movies?
No.
Exactly.
No, I don't.
Damn
I don't know
it.
A single normal
person
that damn, makes horror
you're
movies.
Right. I can't
like,
think
there's
of
some. It. Mind you, it's really creative. It's real. Like, I don't like horror, but I understand as a genre, it's important to people, and like, it's tech. It has.
Well, I mean,
you have to
it
go
has
there.
Style.
Go
not
there.
That I think he's normal, but not that I think he's like the most normal person to ever exist because he's pretty extraordinary. But Jordan Peele made Get Out, and that's a horror movie.
Yeah, he's. No,
but is
no
he
way.
A
he's
weirdo?
Not a normal dude. Like,
yeah.
No, nobody's a normal dude. I'm sorry. Also, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
None of them are normal
yeah,
either.
Yeah, they're not.
I adore them. I'm friends with tons of comedians. None of them are normal. Like, there's always a twisted sensibility of people who could write something to terrify.
They have to
and,
go
like,
to that
to
dark
terrify
place.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to go where?
To the dark. Oh.
To the.
To the sunken place.
There you go.
There it
That's
is.
That's a whole other thing. The sunken place is a specific thing.
Find out next week.
yeah. So that was probably one of the most like ridiculous, coolest experiences, which is going every single day and seeing these god awful horror movies. And that reminds me of another story in when I was in one of the screenings for a movie in college.
Uh-huh.
There was a, I don't know if I've told the story before. There was a short playing that one of the students did. And I was like, I know that girl in the short. I know the actor. How do I know her?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she looks different, but I know her. And it turned out, I was like, I'm not going to remember. And I, after the movie, I was like looking around and she was sitting behind me and it was the girl from The Room.
Oh.
Remember the girl, the blonde girl
yes.
from The Room?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was.
I do remember
she had
you telling
brown
me
hair.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She had
yeah.
brown
Why
hair.
Why do I not know the character's name? Because it's the line. It's the famous
Lisa.
Line. Lisa, there you go.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
I was just like, I should know the character's name.
Apparently, she's like one of the nicest people in existence. The director who worked with her was like, she's just so nice. And
I
just,
feel like you would have to be really nice to stay... To yeah. stay on a set like that yeah. and do that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel so bad for them. I love that movie, by the way, The Disaster Artist. You
I haven't
that?
Seen it.
It's
on
fine.
It's on
I thought it was so fun.
It's impressive how they mimicked the room.
But I read the book, and so it was cool to see them take the book and make it a thing. Because Greg Sestero wrote the book. The
okay.
guy who was in the...
Right.
He was in the movie.
It's on AMC Prime. I mean, oh, my God. It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
AMC.
Oh, they're all...
You're already
Amazon's going to buy AMC
yeah,
any
yeah.
minute now. Yeah, they're going to have their own movie theater.
That's, oh, my God, they would. They
yep.
would do that.
I don't think you can.
They would own... It'd be too vertical, I think, right? Because they make the content and they'd own the theater.
Yeah, didn't they make that illegal?
Yeah, but yeah, they did, but people are already skating that law. MoviePass is skating that law because they sponsored the Gotti movie and they keep pushing for it.
The what movie?
Gotti.
The one that got 0% on Rotten
yeah,
Tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They keep pushing for people to go see it.
Oh, but they didn't make it.
No, they did. They
MoviePass made a movie?
MoviePass helped pay, like, sponsor it a bit.
Mm, interesting.
interesting.
So it's
yeah, it's still got a 0%. Let's read some of these reviews for Gotti, by the way. 0% on Rotten Tomato. It's the one with John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Yeah, yeah. So there's controversy on that, and then I forget.
Why? Because John Travolta's in it.
No, it's just because it's so bad, and because the marketing push for it is real shady, and they suspect the actual mafia.
I mean, to be fair, it's about the Gambino crime family. Yeah. So like.
The Gambino crime. The Gambino.
So there's a lot of shadiness involved, not with like the movie itself, but with like how it's being promoted. Like there's a lot of like something's not right.
Interesting.
Okay, let's read some of these reviews because they're real good. This guy, Chris Nishawati from Entertainment Weekly, says it's not a good movie. this guy, John Oleksinski from the New York Post, says, I'd rather wake up next to a severed horse head than ever watch Gotti again, which is that's a good reference.
Yeah, that's a solid reference.
Chrissy Lemire says, he looks distractingly, I think they're talking about John Travolta, he looks distractingly terrible at every stop. Ooh. You never forget that you're watching John Travolta playing John Gotti every time.
Oof.
Okay.
I think there was also rumors that Netflix wanted to start buying theaters, and that was people were like, wait a second, though.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
Like, but wait.
after whirling through three different titles, four directors, and 44 producers.
What?
Yeah.
John Travolta's bungled biopic. Biopic? Biopic. Is an unmitigated disaster. Well.
Yeah.
That's like it is. Too many producers.
that being said. Audience reviews for Gotti. This person gave it 5 stars and said, just got back from seeing this, and I loved it. Thanks, David Tate III, super reviewer.
What's the consensus?
0%.
No, I mean, Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
Don't they have, like, a consensus?
Audience? The critics' consensus is, forget about it.
No, it isn't. Is it really?
It's seriously, forget about it.
It never says that. It's like, the story might be weak, but it's a fun time.
No, it has a 0%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
it has 33 rotten reviews and 0 fresh. Its consensus is forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, the audience score is 58%, though, so whatever that means.
Perfect.
Bad. It's Rampage.
I can't believe that a meme question brought up all this topic about.
Yeah, look at that.
Spencer never answered what his favorite meme of this year is.
Ooh, I don't know. That Thanos one's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's the one that made me laugh the hardest for sure.
Do you guys like, is it a butterfly, that one?
I've been seeing that one a lot lately.
Is it a bird is pretty popular right now.
It's not a meme. It's a, it's sort of a meme, I guess. It's a GIF. The thing I'm talking about.
Oh.
The one that I like. It's the little girl who's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, but that's old.
It's super old, but I sent that to somebody today, and I was like, I like that every time. Do you know what I'm talking about? The little girl?
This, and I knew exactly which one it was. It's a little, blonde, blue-eyed toddler who's just, like, super cute, and she's just like,
I don't know. Yeah.
If you look up shrug or I don't know in your gifts, she should pop up.
Yeah, I think I looked up. Yeah,
I'll look it up.
Everyone's on their phone.
I sent
now.
It to somebody. I sent to Hannah.
It's I think one. She's wearing like a colorful
it's
jumper.
A pink, it's a pink thing that she's wearing.
Oh, that girl.
Yeah. It's classic. I know. I've seen it.
I don't know if they go.
I don't know.
I
don't know nothing.
I think that's my favorite. Of all time. But yeah, the 2018, I think that Thanos one takes the cake for me. Just because I saw it and I laughed. I had to keep myself from laughing out loud.
It holds so much truth to it.
Yeah, because I always spend so much money on. They're like, okay, that'll be $28. And I'm like, I don't understand.
I just got popcorn and a soda.
Yeah, that's it. I got popcorn and a soda.
God forbid you want something else.
You want candy?
Oh, man. I usually get the kids' meals. That's usually my workaround. You get like 2 bites of popcorn, the tiniest soda in the world, and a little like usually fruit snacks.
I usually just get a water cup, but I found that it doesn't do anything. Like I drink it in like 2 seconds.
Because they fill it up with ice, so you can't even like really get
like. Yeah, they fill
it
all the way with ice.
But yeah, the kids' meals one are mine.
How do you guys feel about the places where you can put your own butter on? Do you like that? Do you not like that?
Yes.
I love it because what I can do is I put butter on top and then I get a straw And then I put the straw in the popcorn.
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay.
And then I put the
I'm on board.
I put the popcorn with the straw, and I put it underneath the butter dispenser.
Right.
And then I put the butter dispenser, and then the butter is going through the straw into the popcorn, into the bottom and the middle section. So now I got butter on top, and then the straw
has put butter on the bottom.
Has put butter on the bottom and the middle.
Okay, so,
so
I have a technique.
Created butter all throughout.
I have a technique for this. So it's interesting to see yours because you have the straw. You do the straw technique, so you still have it in the bag.
Right, I'm
see,
creating like an oil. Yeah, reverse
right,
oil.
Reverse oil rig. See, I usually I just do away with the bag because the bag seems limiting. And, oh, hi. The bag seems limiting and
How can you get rid of the bag?
Okay, this is how you do it. You ready? So. Depending on what size you get, you might need more than one. Usually, I just get a small because I'm poor. So I get those cardboard boxes. You know what I'm talking about?
The one for kids.
Right. So you get the cardboard boxes that fold out that you can put the popcorn into, right? You get two of them. You take the bag. You take those two over to the butter station. Step number one.
Okay.
You take a bunch of napkins. You lay it in the bottom of one of the boxes. No, no, no. It works. Believe me, it works. Then you take the second box. You take the first box. You open it. You put the napkins in. Then you take the second box. You lay it in before you open it. Then you open the second box so that it has a layer of napkins between the first box
and the
second box.
So the butter isn't just spewing.
So the butter doesn't, one, leak out of the holes in the side. Two, doesn't go through the box and stain your pants.
Ooh, that's
okay.
A bad time.
Now what you do is you start to pour the popcorn into the box, and then you put butter on top, and then you pour more popcorn in the box. You put more butter on top.
Like a lot of butter.
I like that.
No, you just no. It's not
you
a
know,
lot
what
of butter.
Do you, aren't you sad when you get to the middle section and you get a dry mouth?
No.
No, see, I don't put a lot of butter, but what I do is I put it evenly.
No.
So I try, I like put a little sprinkle, and then at the end, you take some salt, you put it on top, you shake the whole thing up, you're good to go.
It's already salty.
not when they give you plain popcorn.
Oh my god, you guys are eating so much. I literally go, if I get a popcorn thing, I go to the butter, I go to it, I press it maybe twice, and I do once down the middle, and once I swirl it, and then I kind of shimmy it a little bit, and I'm like, all right,
so
and
you
that's
do the classic
fine.
Butter.
Yeah, the classic butter.
That's it, 1, 2, 3, go, and then by the time I'm in the theater eating it, you
the
do,
butter's gone.
I don't realize what's going on. You've seen that study where like they've given people stale popcorn, and if, as long as you're watching a movie, people eat the whole bucket. That's what happens. You don't realize what you're eating halfway through.
No, I do. I know exactly what I'm eating. And when it doesn't have enough butter or when it's like dry.
And mind you, I've also never really finished a whole tub anyway. So by the time I get halfway through, I'm like, I'm good with popcorn. So it doesn't matter if it gets to the bottom or not, because I never finish.
And that's why I get a small popcorn. And there are people like, are you sure you don't want a medium? I was like, yeah, I never finish
the small
the
one's
popcorn.
Still disgustingly big.
Which what movie theater are you going
Any
to?
Any movie theater. It's like huge. This is why I get the kids meal, because I'm like, you give me my 3 bites of popcorn. That's actually all I actually want.
Oh, see, I want to eat the whole bucket.
I don't, but
I want to.
I've never eaten the whole bucket, and I think the only time I eat all the popcorn is when it's actually homemade popcorn. Like when you're the game night, and we had, three or four bags of popcorn?
We did. We ate all of it.
Because it had different spices, and it was just like, oh, okay, I could eat all of this because it actually has like a flavor. But movie theater popcorn, it's just like, all right.
So I figured out.
If it was kettle corn, oh man, I'd eat the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
kettle
super
corn
good.
Is like addicting.
Yeah, kettle corn's so good. Or anything by Popcornopolis. Oh, it's so good.
On the, back in the day when
Popcornopolis.
You've never been to Popcornopolis?
No.
Okay, we're going to Popcornopolis.
I don't know what that is.
We're going right now. We're stopping the podcast and we're going.
Bye-bye.
It's at Universal Studios. They have
all the different
kinds of popcorn. I was, oh, it's a popcorn store. I didn't realize
it's,
it was.
It's so good. Oh my God. The cinnamon
like
toast.
How can a popcorn place be good?
Oh, it's good.
Like you got classic and classic.
Nah.
No, but you know you got the cheese one. You got the cheese one. You got the caramel corn.
So I just looked up recently why homemade popcorn doesn't taste like movie theater popcorn. You ever wondered this?
Yeah.
I've wondered this for a long time.
I've never really wondered it.
I've wondered it.
Okay.
But now that he's brought it up, do you kind of wonder about it?
No, that's
not
fine.
Really.
Luis.
I'm like, do I care that much? I'm like, yeah, popcorn tastes different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why? Like, why can you not make popcorn that tastes like the movie theater popcorn? No.
Is it stale?
No. It's none of those things. It's a secret ingredient that's not secret. It's an ingredient that they've revealed. It's called Flavacol. It's a super fine butter-flavored seasoning salt. And it has an orange... they combine it with orange-colored coconut oil. So,
I was going to say, it's MSG.
No. But you can buy FlavorCal from Amazon for like $6. You just get a bunch of it and you use the like the tiniest amount on your popcorn. And suddenly the whole thing, if you make the popcorn with coconut oil and FlavorCal, it'll taste just like
movie theater popcorn.
Just like movie theater popcorn.
Interesting. I'm okay with that because I never eat all of it. So it's like, oh, maybe I'm not a big, like, I just like it because it smells great. And I was like, oh, my favorite thing to do before concessions.
And steam. Steam's the other thing.
Became ridiculous. I used to get the nachos and get
nachos.
And a popcorn. And then I would dip the popcorn in the cheese.
Yes, that's
and
a
that
move.
Was the that was really the truly also, way like, to enjoy the movie theater popcorn.
I haven't had dinner yet, so I'm getting the chicken tenders. Have you ever done
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's I'm dangerous.
Like, ooh, I haven't eaten. I'll just get the chicken tenders and popcorn. I'm
I usually end up doing
this.
The hot dog when it comes to that. Because then I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's a budget dinner.
It's a budget dinner, but it's just like, I'm not going to be starving. It's just, it's literally that I don't want to be hungry while watching this movie. Yeah. I'll just get the hot dog and then eyeball the peppers on the thing to see how clean it is. I'm like, I don't know about these peppers. Those are the most dangerous things at the movie theater, apparently. Like
the jalapenos?
Jalapenos. Apparently, they like, unless it's like from the back, like when you get it with the nachos,
uh-huh.
like if they do it, it's fine. But if you're going to the concession part, when you're doing it yourself, that's like apparently like the most bacteria is in those jalapeno
Oops.
Peppers.
Definitely.
So it's like, if it looks at least relatively clean, I'm like, all right, I'll take the risk because I love jalapeno peppers.
You
but
think it's because they're
they
like,
just sit out too long.
Oh, they just and sit about, out for a long time.
Just,
yeah,
they sit out the longest because people don't always get them.
Yeah,
and like the ketchup and all that stuff, they're all usually contained or in their wrappers. Like that's like the one thing that's generally like out in the open, and they're not, it's not refrigerated. It's just like it's just bad bacteria juju.
Mm. So on that same topic, Abang Panoy, our friend Abang Panoy, little Josh, hey fetus Josh. If you were a Dorito, what flavor would you be? He asks.
Classic.
What kind of classic are we talking?
Like a classic Dorito. The classic
taco flavor?
Yeah, one? there's no one or that says classic.
The one we all know, nacho cheese, like the classic.
See,
red
I would,
bag.
I would go the OG, the taco, the original one.
Nah,
original
I'm not
wait, but
the
if
one
you but
with.
If you were a Dorito, not if you were eating Doritos.
If I was not eating myself.
No.
Yeah.
Is what?
The one everybody loves that no one says no to, the nacho cheese. The red bag. Who complains about the red
okay,
bag?
Okay, we got to look up what other flavors there are because I only know the original taco.
Uh-huh.
Cool Ranch. Which is Cool American if you go to the UK.
Are you serious? Yeah. I used to eat that all the time.
Cool Ranch was just like, I don't know. I was never really a big fan.
I used to eat it all the time, but you know, it just, yeah.
I love me some
one.
Cool
they
Ranch,
They have the Taquitos, the Taquitos one where they put the hot sauce? What
Tapatio?
Tapatio.
There's that one.
Ooh, that's so good.
Which is fine. Those are fine. There's the jalapeno one that they do every once in a while.
So nacho cheese, spicy nacho, salsa
spicy.
Verde. You ever had that?
Yep. Tapatio. It's fine.
Spicy sweet chili. That sounds good.
I don't think I've had that one.
Jack Ranch dipped hot wings.
Oh my god.
No,
that's what
sounds,
I am.
That sounds awful.
I'll take my chicken wing flavor snacks with
Jack Ranch.
It's a they call it a chicken and a biscuit cracker dipped in Frank's. Thank you very much.
I'm sleepy after hearing that.
Nah,
I want to
okay.
go to bed.
That sounds like a tummy ache.
Poppin' jalapeno. We got Doritos Flamas.
I would try that. That sounds
Flamas.
Flamas. Ooh, there's a Cool Ranch. Blaze? You guys ever heard of
Blaze?
Blaze.
It's in the purple
no.
bag, right?
Yeah, limited edition called Doritos
Roulette. I don't think I've had that one.
Blaze.
Doritos Roulette. Supreme Cheddar.
Ew.
Toasted corn. You could just get plain.
That could be the plainest.
Ew, like someone just
like
licking
naked,
the flavor
like
off.
Like a naked Dorito?
Yeah, just a naked Dorito.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever licked all the flavor?
Of course I have. And then threw away the Dorito because I'm like, this is disgusting on its own.
Do you guys eat Oreos?
Yes.
When you eat Oreos, how do you eat it?
I break it in half, lick the cream a little bit, and then take the naked one and lightly scrape it so I could eat that with a little bit of cream and then eat the other
So
half.
You like Dunkaroos, your...
Wow.
Yeah. I have a process. This is whilst, this came up because I went to a bad movie night at a friend's house, and part of the theme every time you go there is that he always has all the weird flavors of Doritos that he just accumulates over time. Uh-huh. Like, he'll see a weird flavor, he buys it, saves it for this bad movie night. And
That's
he had
amazing.
Pina Colada Thins, which were really good, but I couldn't do my method because I can't do it with the thins because there's not enough cream. And every time you try to open up a thin, it just breaks.
Yeah.
And I was so sad because they were delicious. He also had the donut, jelly donut, peanut butter and something. The Swedish fish one.
Oh, the Oreos.
Yeah, yes. All these just weird flavors of Oreo, but usually at those things, if once I find the one that I'm like, oh, I could eat this one, I'll just eat that one.
Yeah.
And it was pina colada. Delicious. Make them in regular flavor. Or, which would be amazing, I don't know if this will ever exist, give me a double stuffed thins. Give me a thinner cookie with a regular amount of cream.
Whoa!
That would be A+ for me, because then I wouldn't break them apart.
Yeah, totally.
It would just be like, oh, that's all I want is the cream, really.
So what you have? So what we need to do is we need to buy double stuff and we need to buy the thins.
And
we need
then
to
just replace the thins.
give me regular stuffing Oreo with the thin cookie, because the thins don't put a regular amount of cream in it either.
Right, they put a thin amount of cream because they're thin.
They're thin, and it makes me sad. I get why they exist. I appreciate that they exist.
Like little chips.
Yeah, but I can't do my method, I can't do my method, I want more cream. So like. Give me, double stuffed with a thin. That would be interesting, but that might almost be too much cream.
Just give you a bucket of cream.
I mean, cookies and cream is one of the best flavors.
Oreos?
As in an ice cream.
Oh, like in ice cream. Yeah. Like if I'm going to get it, if I'm going to get a milkshake, oh, baby, it's all about that cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream is so good. Oh, man, now I want a milkshake.
Okay. At TK asked us what or who is the creepiest thing or person in your hometown? We were talking about hometowns last time.
Okay, I was like, well, Miami is Miami.
Wherever you reside. What do you think is the creepiest thing?
Creepiest thing in Miami, Florida.
That you interacted with, probably?
That I've interacted with? Maybe. Or like in general of the city?
It'd mean more to me if it was something that you interacted with. Like, what's the creepiest thing you ever encountered?
We got nothing, TK.
I don't... I'm trying to think, like... I avoid creepy situations.
Yeah.
In general, so it's kind of hard to...
I told my story about there being a...
You had the red light.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, yeah, I don't go in the Everglades at night. I don't go like to all the areas that are supposed to be creepy at night. Like that's when it would be a thing.
Did I talk about on the podcast about the guy who runs at like 4 a.m. here?
No.
Okay, so it's not my hometown. It's here. But if you leave your house, if you leave my apartment at like 3 or 4 in the morning, you'll run across this man, and I think he probably means no harm to anybody. But the first time I saw it, I freaked out because he was this, he is dressed in very short, so it's like, first of all, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's when I used to do freelance, I saw him all the time because I would be up super late.
Right.
As you know.
Yeah.
Start.
Oh man, I've been going to bed at like 5 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Lately.
Yeah. Oh So you know how that life, and I have to take my dog out, and so I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna take you out at 3 a.m. And there's this guy that he's exercising, and he is he's an older black gentleman. He wears very very short shorts.
Did I tell you this?
I don't think I talked about it on the podcast.
Not on the podcast, but yeah, I remember this. I remember the story.
So the first time I saw it, I was freaked out, but after that, I just laughed. Okay, he has short shorts on. And like a tank top, and a sweatband across your head, which is like super 80s, 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's running, but he's not running. He's running. His legs are moving pretty quick, but he's not going very fast. Like he's basically doing high knees, sort of. You know what I'm talking about?
Where
you sort of run in place.
He's doing that other meme. You know the other meme?
Was he high knee walking?
They're like these high knee dancers and they're dancing to A-ha's Take on Me.
No.
I will show you this afterward.
Okay.
And then you will be like, oh, yes, that's exactly how
so
that guy's
like,
running.
He looks like he's running, but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's got this like sort of Santa beard, like longer beard, white beard. and he's just smiling, the biggest smile I've ever seen. He has headphones on, and he's just smiling, and it's just like his head keeps going left and right and left and right as he's doing this, and he looks like he's like in utter joy.
Yeah.
And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's just running down our street. And I first saw it, I was like, why is Santa Claus
right? That's, yeah,
so happy and running in place, but he's just dedicated and doing some exercise. But that was really creepy because I came out and I was going to walk my dog, and I saw this dude staring at me, smiling, his head going back and forth as he's creepy. Running.
That'd be pretty. That'd yeah. be a solid. Like,
and I was like,
okay.
I probably should.
Did you ever talk to him?
No.
He's busy.
He's doing shit. He's got headphones on. He's in the zone. He was doing it, and I was crossing the street with my dog, and
I
looked up and
to
saw
something
him.
Inspirational.
Yeah, I think so too. But he always is smiling. All yeah.
The what he's listening is probably telling him to smile.
Yeah.
Like, you're feeling good you're today. Feeling you better good. Day. You're yeah. gonna smile. You're gonna start this day great. But, da, 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 da. And he's just like, yeah.
It was just I was like crossing the street, and there's no cars. There's nothing anywhere. And then this dude is like running in place and turns to me. And just is smiling huge. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. Knife, and yeah. then, and there's like, no, you're not going to die. It's just some dude running. But yeah, but that was pretty creepy. I don't think if there's anything else.
That's great.
Creepy. Do you have a creepy?
I don't have any creepy. I had this.
What's the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you?
Ugh, I don't know. I can't. I'm so full of fish filet of fish. It's hitting me.
I got another one. We might have already answered this one, but it's worth answering okay. again. Treek Naylor says, what's your stance on shenanigans?
Ooh, all the time, every yeah, day. I want shenanigans at every moment.
I'm not
of my
about
life.
Them. I'm
you're
anti,
not about shenanigans.
I'm anti-shenanigans.
What do you mean you're anti-shenanigans?
Because most
you
of the time,
shenanigans
end up like either hurting somebody or it's mean.
Well, not that kind of shenanigans.
That's a shenanigans. Shenanigans usually end up being like mean to somebody. It's in the same category as like a prank.
We need a revolution of shenanigans. We need to change the name.
If it's a positive shenanigans, I'm on board. But normally when I hear shenanigans, it's just like, oh, they're out to like,
oh,
you know, like
maybe you have a bad experience with shenanigans with like people.
Oh,
yeah, maybe you get some positive shenanigan experiences.
Like it's always like a prank call is a shenanigan to me.
Yeah, but everything, but
those
like,
always make me like cringy and uncomfortable.
But pretty much everything we did in the Source Set office was a shenanigan, and that was fun. So like was that people, not fun for you?
Those were just good times.
No, that was shenanigans.
Those were shenanigans.
No,
people walking in, screaming and yelling and singing into the rooms and
that's
then leaving.
That's just good times.
It's not someone like I want to cause some shenanigans.
Sounds like there's just like a misalignment on what what you believe is shenanigans. Let's look up the formal definition of shenanigans.
Yeah, because here's the thing: the times in the office when those interactions would occur, since we're not using the word, and people would be pissed.
Uh-huh.
Then it's a shenanigan because people were like, "I'm really."
So you think that shenanigans can only be bad?
Okay, no, we're both right.
Oh.
Shenanigans has two definitions.
Oh.
The first definition is your definition. Secret or dishonest activity or maneuvering.
Wow.
It's a shenanigan.
The second one is silly or high-spirited behavior.
Okay.
So that's weird, right?
So it's like, it's how we grew up with the word.
Right.
Meant.
Yeah. Like, cut out those shenanigans. Like,
yeah.
That's
it's just
yeah.
like, God damn it. Ugh. Like, but if it's just making noise, to me, that's just like good times and being silly or annoying. At most.
So you're up for good times.
I'm up for good times.
You're up for the second definition of shenanigans.
Yeah, I'm up for that. That's great. But yeah, as soon as it turns into like, oh man, you're really like messing with someone's time or like hurting like.
Yeah, as long as you're not making
like,
someone sad.
Yeah.
Oh, Star, I was going to show you this. So I accidentally dropped the profile picture that I have on my Twitter, the one against the gray backdrop. You know what I'm talking about when I'm in the white shirt?
Yes. With the hair up.
Classic profile.
Classic profile pic. I accidentally dropped that. I was trying to drop something else into Google Images, reverse search, and I accidentally dropped that into the search, and something. Let's see if I can find it. Something unexpected popped up. Let me find it. Hold on. I showed Luis already. Oh God, where is it? Is it gone? No, don't be gone forever. Anyway, a picture of Owen Carter.
Oh yes.
Came up.
I want to see.
And I don't know. Maybe I can just find it again. Let's see.
Yeah, he dropped his image into the Google.
Into Google.
Did Google search think you were Owen?
Yeah, and it thought I was Owen, and I don't understand why.
Maybe
I talked to Owen, and he said he's down to show us the version of The Last Jedi that he made.
Ooh, yes. I need to see that.
Also, yeah. Owen, wait, can we say that?
I don't know.
No, it's okay.
Oh, you have to tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
I don't know. Luis, I showed it to you. I don't know where it went. Oh, well. Well, whatever.
Was it in the similar position? Because you and Owen do not look anything alike.
I know. That's what was so confusing.
The one with his cigarette in his mouth.
Weird. The only thing you guys have in common is maybe skin tone.
Right, but like.
But even then, that's like.
Whatever. Anyway, I thought it was weird because I literally just dropped it in and it was like related. It was like images that look similar and it was Owen Carter.
I mean, it just might be editor face. You have like same similar skin tone and maybe just caught like that same like look in the eye of like editing for too long.
Maybe.
You know, like, I mean.
I don't know.
After a while, when you guys are on a deep edit, like you guys have the same look on your face.
That's true.
It's real like it's inspiring at the same time kind of sad. It's like that mix of like, oh, wow, you're real working hard. Ooh, you might be working too
hard. I remember you walking in and trying to create some shenanigans.
No, I just came in to be like, hey, I'm going to spend time in this room where things are getting done.
And then you're like, oh, yeah. And you're like, ooh, things are really getting done here.
Yeah, yeah. But then it'll be like too quiet where it's like, oh, no, this is like hyper-focused time. I'm going to leave. Yeah. Like, it needs to be like that right moment where like you guys are working, but there's still room for like space. But every once in a while, just be like, oh, no, you guys are all in the zone and I don't want to interrupt this flow. But it's that dead look in the eye of like, I got to get this done.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
So I was looking up shenanigans.
I missed that room.
Yeah, it was good.
That was a good room.
I was looking up shenanigans, and I found a definition on Urban Dictionary, and I was like, oh, that's a normal definition of shenanigans. But then it led me to the trending right now words. So let's just talk about some words from Urban Dictionary that are trending right now. There's one called exhaustipated. Ooh. It's to be so tired that you no longer give a shit anymore.
Oh,
it's pretty good.
Exhaustipated.
I'm exhaustipated. I give no shits because I'm so tired.
That's number one.
No, oh. that's number 16.
I was like, that sounds like something like a teenager would say.
Yeah, but it's a good word.
It is a good word. Exhaustipated.
This one, I don't know. Oh, my phone's going off again. I turned my ringer on so I'd hear you guys, and now it's just going crazy. What's up?
I was gonna say when I read your, I had a complete like brain fart, but when I read Ruby.
Yes.
There's that one part where this guy walks up the stairs.
Yes.
And he says, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
And I was having difficulty reading that word for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what? Kathaka bye? Kathaka be? Oh, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
But then after I saw it in Ruby, I saw it in other places on the internet.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm just not in it. Like, yeah. Like that's the only reason is like I'm not surrounded by it, so I'm this makes
it's
sense.
It's specifically written that way because it has that tone of internet.
Kidding, like, bye. Yeah,
like because if you wrote it out like okay thanks bye, it doesn't have that same
yeah, that's why when I wrote the script I was like he needs to say okay thanks bye.
Yeah, yeah,
it makes sense now afterwards. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I was like kathanka.
Oh man,
I thought it was like a spell.
I wonder how many people are gonna read it that way.
But no. I think they'll get it.
There's a slight tangent, but on a similar thing. There was a comic I read a long time ago that had a character who was very Irish, and would write out the way this person spoke in like with the accent. And it was the one. It's the same thing as like the Harry Potter Scottish book. It was like that, but like Irish. And it was so hard to read. But like you had to read it out loud
to understand it.
You couldn't read it. And I always remember being like, this is great. I love this. But at the same time, it was really frustrating because it would slow down my reading so much. But it was good. I can't remember what that comic was at all, actually. Like, I just remember that character and trying to read it.
You should bring it next time so we can read it.
No, it was a web comic ages ago. Don't remember what it was.
Do you guys remember the movie Dodgeball?
Yes.
Okay.
The underdog story?
Yes. So I was just perusing the rest of those top things, and I ran into something called the Helsinki incident. Do you guys know what that is?
The Helsinki incident.
Yeah.
Helsinki
it was incident? Recently cited in the 2004 film Dodgeball, a true underdog story starring Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller. During the final match, sportcaster Cotton McKnight, Gary Cole, announces, let me tell you, a double final play elimination hasn't occurred since the Helsinki incident of 1919, and I think we all remember how that turned out. The incident refers to a Finnish milkmaiden named Una Marit Lautander, held captive as a rebel after the Finnish Civil War in 1918. While a prisoner on the fortress island of Sumenlina in Helsinki, she learned that her fiancé, Jarno Enestam, was summarily executed by one of the guards of the camp. Vowing to avenge her lover's death, she arranged for her brother, also captive, to strangle the guard that night after she lured him into her bunkhouse for sex. It was absolutely pitch black in the compound and the bunkhouse, and after entering, he approached the bunk where he thought his sister was, engaging the prison guard. He efficiently dispatched who he thought was the guard and retreated back to his bunkhouse. It turned out that he visited the wrong bunkhouse and strangled a young pregnant woman who was trying to quietly give birth, thus the reference to a double fault final play elimination.
Oh.
Both Una and her brother were subsequently executed for their role in the murder.
Holy shit.
Now, whether that's true or not, I have no clue, but that is the
that's a great
Urban Dictionary.
I thought it was going to be that he killed his sister by accident.
Nah, just some random person.
How can you not?
Let's look up if that's real.
Wow.
Wiki?
Helsinki incident.
That's a story.
That is a story. It's true.
Man.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. It might have just been made up. But if it was made up, it was a good.
That's great.
Yeah, that was a good job.
That's a kind of, if you F made that
Bombardier.
Up, that ties to something real. There's that's hard to just come up with.
That is it. That is a pretty bold. It's a bold move.
What's another trending word?
Oh, let's go find one.
What's the other word? I'm exhaustipated.
Exhaustipated. There's one, toucan sexual, which just means you're attracted to toucans, I guess.
Ew.
I don't know why that's trending right now. What's that one?
Are Fruit Loops hot again?
Oh. Somebody. It's trending right now. It's cato. It's like doggo, but for cats.
Hello, cato. I like that
cato.
One.
Okay.
Oh, cato. But doggo is so good.
Doggo is fun because of that G.
Yeah, doggo. You want the G.
Cata. It doesn't work, I think.
I like just calling all of them kittens.
Yeah, you got little kitties.
Kitten.
Kittens.
Hey, little kitten.
That's fun. I feel like cato is someone like, man, you have the word doggo. We're going to take it and make it turn into a cat. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, cato's not. At first I was on board and now I'm not. Cato. It took a second.
Doggo.
KMO is also trending right now.
KMO?
KMO? It's an emo woman who doesn't think that she's emo. Why is that trending? Who is making that trend? Is it Urban Dictionary? This is an Urban Dictionary conspiracy.
An emo woman who doesn't know she's emo?
Yeah, who doesn't think she's emo.
Camo.
I mean, maybe that's what's happening.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Maybe this is what's hot with like the teens.
Yeah, I
maybe
guess
that's what's hot. Trying to be emo, but not act emo, and so you're a chemo.
You're a chemo.
Wait, what is it? What's
the
word?
Yeah, chemo.
Is it really?
Chemo.
Chemo would make more sense.
Yeah,
chemo.
Okay, I'm moving on to a question because I don't understand that. I don't understand what's happening with chemo. Okay, let's do. I don't think we've answered this one. Anime Night asks, "What is a movie that you're mad you waited so long to see?"
Oh.
The only one I can think of is the Never Ending Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was upset I didn't see that for a while. But that's, I don't think that's my true answer. That's the only one that popped up in my head.
Close Encounters for me. I didn't watch until I was way older.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that the one that I'm really mad I waited so long to see because I wanted to watch it and I wasn't allowed. And so then the minute I was allowed, I watched it and I was like, why was I not allowed to watch this movie?
Yeah.
And the reason why I wasn't was because there was, quote, too much violence because they were bloody on the screen a lot. Was The Matrix.
What?
What?
I wasn't allowed to watch The Matrix until I was like much older.
You loved The Matrix when it came out.
What a bummer. That's sad.
So I didn't see it on this big screen.
That's like super sad for you.
Yeah.
That's like the worst.
I watched it like at home.
I don't think I saw that on the big screen either.
1999, right?
Yeah, like 99.
I was seven.
I was in high school.
That makes sense.
I was in high school. I believe I was in either 9th or 10th grade.
99.
Or 10th or 11th grade. It wasn't senior year.
No, I remember coming out on TV.
Because I got to see it for extra credit in my English class because my teacher, Mr. Martin, had seen it and thought it was great because we were learning all these philosophy things and was like, okay, So none of us were old enough to go see this movie without parental supervision or a thing. So he set it up. He was like, okay, ask permission from your parents. I'm going to go see it Saturday. Meet me at this theater if you come see it, and we'll discuss it afterward. And you'll get extra credit. And me and three other people who were the biggest nerds in the world were like, well, extra credit, I guess, because I had zero interest in seeing this movie.
Yes.
But my God, I wanted good grades. So I went to the theater and like hung out with my teacher to go see The Matrix. And afterwards,
it's
so good.
We ate at like the chicken place in the mall and discussed like all like the religious metaphors.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. And for like maybe a week or two afterward, I was like, is anything real?
Because
you're like,
see, that's
like, it's like baby's first philosophy. And
yeah,
you're like,
it is.
Yeah.
See, I was 7 when it came out, so I don't think I would have fully grasped the entire concept. No, but I think at like 12, I probably would have. At least a little bit. But I waited till I was like 16 or 17 to see
The Matrix.
That's
fine. I think that's when you're supposed to see it.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's pretty much the age
but
I saw it.
But I saw it and I was like, because it was on, like, when it first came out, I was like, oh, I want to go see that movie. It looks really cool. Because all the slow-mo and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
effects-wise.
So yeah, effects-wise, it was really cool. And so, so I really wanted to go see it for that. And then it was something that lived with me that I wanted to see for a while until I finally did see it. And then I was like, how have I never, it's like it's a movie like right at my alley.
You know what though? Now I changed my mind. I'm glad you saw it when you were a teenager.
Yeah, I think it probably had
a
bigger impact on me because I saw it as a teenager. Because I don't think I would have gotten all of the, I really don't think even at that age I fully grasped the like philosophical, like everything, like how philosophical it really was.
If it wasn't for that teacher, like, and we were already in the thick of it, like at that time we were reading like Sophie's World, and Celestine Prophecy. We were learning about other religions. He was a really controversial teacher in the school because he was like having us learn about other religions, and some of the other students were like, "My mom doesn't like that we're learning about other." And it's just like, I'm not telling. And he was like very clear. He was like, "I'm not telling you to worship them."
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm
what
just
it
like,
is.
Just like learn that there's other ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the coolest shit in the world. Like, I was just like, because we weren't learning any actual English. I didn't learn grammar at all. It was just, here are these philosophy books. And I'm like, oh, man.
It's super
cool.
The
world is amazing.
Wait, what grade were you in this?
This was like either, I want to say like 10th or 11th
grade. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's perfect.
Like right at the time where I'm like, I don't want to learn grammar, but man, the world.
Yeah, totally.
And so, like, oh, like, whoa, Hinduism. They like, it's like we're on like a giant turtle and like, was it the turtle or the cow? No, we're on a giant, the universe is on a giant cow, and every thousand years, one of the legs of the cow falls off, and then, like, that last leg is, like, when all the shit goes down, and then the world starts over, and, like, a big, like, refresh, new, like, big bang.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, shit like that, and I'm like, oh, man, everybody's got weird stories.
Yeah.
This is great. And then, like, Sophie's World was the first book where I was, like, had a
Sophie's
thing where
World.
It's essentially a book about all the philosophers. Mm-hmm. Like, it's characters in the book learning about philosophers.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
And then spoilers for the end of it, the characters in the book realize they're in a book and like leave.
Yeah, that
the
blew
book.
My mind.
And I was like, I'd never encounter. I was like, what do you mean? I did this like first like
this?
Meta thing.
Yeah,
it was like and then like Celestine Prophecy made me think I could get superpowers for like half a second, and it's like, oh no.
Oh yeah,
fine. But like and I think
I remember those. I remember Sophie's World just blowing my mind as a kid. So 1999, I think we kind of talked about it before. I think we talked about this before, but I searched things that happened in 1999 to remind me of what was happening
Britney
in context
Spears
around
is
the Matrix.
Huge.
Yeah. So The Sixth Sense came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Toy Story 2.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 2.
Tarzan.
Toy Story 1 must have come out in 96.
Yeah. When was Toy Story 1?
Toy Story 1.
I'll look
I
it
think
up.
Early CGI. When was that like the thing?
Toy Story
1, I want to say
95.
Ah, I got it right.
95.
I'll say 95.
That's
I'm like,
crazy.
I saw it in like that dingy movie theater, and I did not like Toy Story. When I was
oh, really?
Kid. Yeah, I wasn't on board. I thought it was really, I was really upset for Woody the whole movie.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like when people are like mean to other, like, it's just, it was too much conflict for my little brain. I was like, this isn't fun. This is just sad and making me
I
upset.
I can't even watch some Pixar movies anymore because they're sad.
They're so sad.
Like, I can't
the Mummy
Inside Out.
The Mummy came out that year too, which was
that was such a fun
such
movie.
A good movie. And then we never would have had one of my favorite ridiculous songs, film scores ever, pieces of film score ever, The Duel of the Fates, without Star Wars Episode I.
The best thing to come out of that trilogy
was the Duel
was of the Fates.
Duel, Duel of Fates.
That's right. I'm remembering the poster.
Da, 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 da. Yep. Yeah, there it is. Yep. And I remember I was playing. Do you guys have the Star Wars pod racing game?
No.
So there's a Star Wars pod racing game. Oh, okay. And it was a PC game. And I got a controller for my computer. And I got to play as Anakin or as Shabooba.
Oh, yeah.
Or as, like, any of those other guys, but always play as Anakin. And so you'd, like, go up against, you'd be pod racing, you'd, like, upgrade your pod racer, and then you'd, like, have to take out, you'd have to, like, use your weapons and things. And it was so fun. And I looked it up just recently, and the graphics are so bad. Oh, but I remember them being amazing when it first came out. I remember it being, like, prime graphics, but they were not.
I'm trying to think of movies that I wish I had seen earlier.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Every movie I think that was older, that was like a classic, like, oh, you must have should have seen this when you were younger. When I see it as an adult, I think because I was not the target, I'm not the target demographic age of when you're supposed to see it, I'm always disappointed or I'm always confused at why. It was like Breakfast Club was a movie I saw later. And I hate that movie. I'm like, everyone's like, but it's like a classic. I'm like, yeah, they're all assholes. So
they're
I'm
a bunch
not
of assholes.
So I'm not into it. But like, if I'd seen it maybe when I was the age of the characters, maybe I would have been into it and been able to relate. But like, I was too far beyond what you're supposed to be like when you to enjoy it, you know. So I'm trying to think of other ones where I'm just like, oh man, I'm not feeling like the.
I feel like I saw a lot of movies.
I didn't see a lot of movies as a kid.
Like, we would sneak in. Like, we would go, like, Sunday movie with my parents, and we would theater hop. Like, they taught me theater hopping.
Oh.
I was like, well, are we going home? Like, shh, just come in. And we'd go to another theater. I'm like, okay. And then I would watch a lot. We're a pretty movie family, I guess.
Yeah. No, I saw the kids' movies from the time. Like, I never saw, like, anything that was too old. Because, like, it just wasn't.
Some other movies I saw when I was in film school that I couldn't believe I hadn't seen before were Some Like It Hot. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie.
Seen it.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's good. You should watch it. For an older movie, it's really good. And then
which one's that one?
Let me look up what it is. Let me see who's in it.
Is that the, is it, what's her name? The face that's in everybody's, like the old movie, the pretty face that's like in the IKEA poster. What's her name? Audrey Hepburn? Is that one of the hers?
Well, the director is Billy Wilder.
Or is that a Marilyn Monroe?
It's Marilyn Monroe and Tony Curtis.
Okay, then I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And it's really good. It's when two male musicians witness a mob hit, they flee the state in an all-female band disguised as women.
Yep.
Wait, I did see that.
1959.
I have seen that.
So good.
It was fine.
It was good.
I was like, oh, okay.
I really liked it.
Most of my reactions to things are like, oh, it's fine.
I know. I love that that's your reaction sometimes. Oh, it's fine. It's good.
Yeah, like, it wasn't like I did not have a negative experience with that.
And then I really liked and / hated, but liked Sunset Boulevard.
I have not seen
that. I saw it for the first time. Uh-oh, did our video die?
No, it's just on my battery.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, we're at an hour now, so we should probably wrap up.
I wish I had a real answer for that question.
Well, think about it. We can always come back. We got more podcasts.
Yeah.
We got more.
It's like,
we got lots.
Damn. Like, what's an older movie? I saw Jaws later. I enjoyed
Jaws
it later.
Good.
But
Jaws
I was
is
like,
still
I'm,
good.
But again, glad I saw not didn't see that as a kid. That would
right.
have been awful.
That movie.
It's good. Jaws.
Jaws?
Good.
Yeah.
Well, Jaws is legitimately like, oh, I get it. Like, this is.
Yeah, no, Jaws
I see
is
exactly
really?
Why this.
Yeah.
But it's
I would
not
watch
like,
it again.
As scary as like.
We watched it when we were in Costa Rica. It was so fun.
Oh.
It was on TV.
It's just,
and I watched it again. It was great.
Which is making. Speaking of Jaws, I'm looking forward to The Meg. Have you guys seen the trailer
the Meg,
for that?
Jason Statham.
No,
yeah,
I seen the
it's essentially Jaws, but with a megalodon.
Yeah.
With Jason Statham.
Okay.
Which I'm kind of. I don't like those kind of movies, but I'm kind of in because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
A huge shark.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'll be something. I don't know if it'll be good.
I want it to be bad. I want it to be bad because I'm going to enjoy
it. Might
it
be the next classic.
Or give me like, Deep Blue Sea was one I saw later, I enjoyed.
Has anybody seen Jurassic World?
No.
The new one?
I've only heard horrible things.
Yeah, I've only heard bad things. I want to go see Tag. I think we're going to see that.
Oh, I want to see Tag.
Yeah, I
want to
see that too.
Tag
see
seems like it'll be funny.
Yeah. And I really want to see Hereditary.
I do too.
I've heard everybody who I know enjoys horror has seen that movie and was actually like, oh, that actually scared me.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Like, oh,
I want to get scared.
That's,
I want to get real scared.
That I will never watch that movie. If it scares the people who I know who enjoy horror, I'm like, I will never, ever watch that movie.
Did we talk about Quiet Place? Did you see a Quiet Place?
No, of course not.
Oh, so very good. It was so good. Come on,
Star. It's got puppies in it.
It does.
No, thanks. Do they get eaten? I'm sure they get eaten because they make some noise.
We can't reveal anything.
That's a spoiler.
Anything that makes noise gets eaten or taken away. I saw the SNL bit. I'm good. That's all I need.
Luis, are you excited for the Sicario sequel? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I think what's holding me back is that it's not the same director.
Right.
So that's what's kind of holding me back. And it doesn't have Emily Blunt in it.
I know. And I love Emily Blunt. Well, she was just in a Quiet Place. So she can't.
I get a little Emily Blunt there.
Yeah.
So I am cautious but optimistic.
Okay.
Because I really like that for Sicario.
Yeah.
So, but it's all, like I said, it's a different director. And so we'll see how he kind of like, how he takes it. But it's the same writer.
Yeah.
So
I still need to see Incredibles 2.
I saw it and it was fantastic.
Yeah. It's honestly, I haven't been in a rush to see it because I'm kind of afraid to cry because I know I'm probably going to cry.
No.
Really?
Nah, not really.
You know,
it's not a crying movie.
What about the short beforehand?
Wow. Oh.
I'm going to be in tears.
Nah.
Usually the shorts get me and I'm already like emotionally like.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
really bizarre.
I've heard.
The short before is really bizarre. I left the short. It's called Bao. You said that already, but I'm gonna repeat it. It's called Bao. I left that feeling
about like empty nest syndrome.
I left it going, okay. I didn't really like it.
Okay.
I didn't really like the short.
Yeah. I have a feeling I'm gonna really like
it. Just watch it. We'll talk about it when you see it.
I don't know. Yeah, it just didn't. It didn't do. It's not. It's fine. It just isn't like I've seen some shorts that they do and I'm like, Jesus, you guys used 7 minutes or 10 minutes and made like one of the most amazing short animations I've ever seen. And this one I was like, okay, I guess.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. It just didn't.
It's fine. It was one of those star finds.
Yeah, was fine. But Incredibles 2 was really good. It was really good. It was really fun. It lived up to its name.
I'm trying to think of other I think it was Big Hero 6, the short before it was the dog one.
I don't know.
The Feast.
I didn't see Big Hero 6.
Okay. You
haven't seen Big Hero 6?
It's great.
No.
Oh, you should see Big Hero 6.
Okay. You like superhero movies, you're going to like Big Hero 6.
Okay.
It's like a tech.
It's Pixar meets Marvel, but like
amazing.
Pixar version. Like not like Marvel made a Pixar. It's Pixar made a Marvel movie.
It's not Pixar, it's Disney.
But it's the same.
I know. It's the same.
They've merged by then.
I know.
But it's really cute.
Oh,
good.
I've watched this short. Feast.
Feast?
Yes, I've watched
Feast,
the short.
I saw that.
It's the one with the dog.
It's the one with the dog and the food. And I was crying so hard by the end of that one.
I don't think I've seen
that. We will watch it. I want you to watch Feast. And I want to see your reaction to it. But I saw that, started bawling, and then Big Hero 6 starts, which is just it's literally a superhero movie. Yeah. It hits all the regular points of a superhero movie. And when it hits, like, you know, the dramatic, like, since you haven't seen it, I'm not spoiling. But it hits, like, the dramatic emotional part.
Sure.
Relatively early, you know, the inciting incident happens.
Yeah.
And I'm, because of Beast, I'm still, like, just ready to,
bawling.
Like, and it's not like that. It's just a superhero movie.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, already.
But you're already built up from Feast.
Yeah. And everyone, like, every time, like, there's any emotional hit in, like, those shorts, I'm done for the rest of the movie. So I figured that's going to happen in Incredibles 2.
Nah.
Because what I've seen from the reaction online for Bao, it's Asian American communities, like, this is the best thing. And I was crying. And like, mostly people of color were like, oh my God, this hit me hard. And the other end of it was just like, the same reaction. I'm like, I don't know. So I'm like,
I thought
I have
the representation
feeling
was cool, but I thought that the actual story itself was just like not. Oh, did we cut out?
Yeah, it's
all right.
No, it's
okay.
It's fine.
But yeah, I thought the actual story itself was just okay. Are we back? Hello.
Are we back?
Okay, cool. Oh, okay. Well, I think we have to wrap up. We're an hour 15 now, so we should say goodbye.
Okay.
So thanks guys for coming over and recording
today. I'll try not to be as tired. Those sandwiches really just.
You have to tucker you out.
You have to not be hungry, but you can't be like full when you do this.
Yeah. I'm real hungry right now. I'm gonna eat.
Because I've made that mistake before. I'm like, ooh, I've stuffed, and now I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. I can't make that same mistake. I'll make little snacks throughout the day. That's the trick.
Mm. Just eat little snacks. Ooh, those Kind bars at work. Whew. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye,
everybody. Sleep tight.
Hey, we recorded this on Tuesday.
Oh, we did it.
We finally did it on schedule.